CBS News Brief. Officials say a man who apparently smashed a stolen semi-truck into a Texas public safety building was denied his commercial driver's license there yesterday. One person was killed and 13 others were hurt. Department of Public Safety Sergeant Justin Ruiz.
He was taken out of the 18-wheeler and taken into custody by several officers.
A student shot another student at a Dallas high school this morning, angering parents who say this is not the first recent act of violence.
So it's a joke. You see these mothers, they mad. This is the second time it don't happen within 14 days. This baby done got shot. He was just running track yesterday.
The U.S. is preparing for a possible Iranian attack on Israel in the coming hours or days, which could escalate the war in the Middle East. CBS's Erica Brown.
Sources tell CBS News Iran has also increased shipments of weapons to proxies throughout the region, putting a potential target on U.S. forces.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man is in jail in Milwaukee in connection with a severed leg found in a park in Cudahy Tuesday. Authorities are calling him a person of interest. The FBI and local and state investigators spent several hours searching the man's home on Thursday. Body parts have been turning up across the Milwaukee area over the past 2 weeks. Wisconsin has 3 years to meet the federal government's higher new standards for PFAS in drinking water. Advocates like Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe say policymakers are taking the PFAS problem seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
The legislature's Joint Finance Committee meets soon to consider Governor Evers' request for $125 million for PFAS cleanup. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After a morning of counting and recounting, the outcome remains the same in Kenosha County. Incumbent Andy Berg has officially lost his District 10 seat on the county board, losing to Felix Garcia by one vote. Berg called for the recount that was done this morning due to the closeness of the contest. A judge has decided that Morgan Geiser will not be released from the psychiatric hospital yet. She's one of two involved in the stabbing of a classmate to please the fictional character Slender Man when she was 12. Despite the testimony of two psychiatrists who believe she was ready to leave under certain conditions, the judge deemed Geiser to still be a risk to the public. A flood warning remains in effect until early tomorrow afternoon for the Fox River in Kenosha County. The river this morning was just a few inches above flood stage. That's down 2 feet from this time last week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Big deals.
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Tony Chen's Chinese restaurant, the Lanes on 20, and breakout escape rooms. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
The Bucks take on the Thunder. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will try and make it 3 wins in a row without Giannis when they take on the Thunder tonight in Oklahoma City. Milwaukee back on the winning track after beating the Celtics and the Magic. The Brewers' road trip continues this weekend in Baltimore against the Orioles. Milwaukee's Freddie Peralta set to pitch against Tyler Wells. NFL, the Packers' Kenny Clark says he expects to be back to lining up to more over the center or guard as the defense switches to a 4-3 scheme. College football, Luke Fickell back for his second year in Madison, holding spring practice.
We talk about don't be occasionally great, don't be occasionally a tough guy. Can you consistently be really good? Can you consistently have that toughness day in and day out, whether you get a thigh bruise, you get a little bit dinged? It's a tough sport. It's a tough game. And the only way you're going to get better, the only way we're going to truly create this culture and environment to grow is by having guys be the example.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear and a low around 40. Lots of sunshine for tomorrow, a nice day with highs in the mid-60s. And sunshine continues Sunday, highs to the upper 60s. Partly cloudy and low 60s on Monday. Right now it's 53.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And if you haven't tried it yet, be sure to pick up an O&H Napoleon Kringle. O&H's famous flaky pastry is layered with smooth vanilla custard cream and made even better with sweet frosting garnished with flaky pastry pieces. Be sure to get one this week before it disappears for another year. While there, pick up a few of O&H's chocolate eclairs. They're irresistible at 25 cents off. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Friday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Emerson Lehman, Rob Thomas, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
And on the Civic Media
The Devil's
Media
Advocates
app.
Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. A happier, happy hour rolling into it, Dominic. And got to thank our fine producer, Rich, working his ass off today. We did a live listen-in with the vice president in Arizona. She obviously speaking to the recent Supreme Court ruling there that, you know, abortions back to 1864, illegal in pretty much all cases. And the legislature there could have done something about it, and they punted. The Republicans chose to punt the quick repeal of the 1864 law. So the vice president speaking in Arizona, by contrast, Dom.
Yes, contrast, a big contrast.
Rich also had us listening live to the former president, Donald Trump, and Speaker MAGA Mike Johnson, and What a hoot nanny that was. Just a spewing forth of the lies. Lots and lots of lies. The topic election integrity and apparently the immigration. We have had a few texters, and Dom, I'd like to acknowledge those listening and playing along at home. Here were a couple of the questions. L.A. Tom, thanks for your call before, Tom. He says, notice the difference when VP Kamala is talking about policy where Trump is all lies. Another texter to the WMDX from the 608 says, shouldn't those last two Supreme Court justices get in trouble for lying under oath? They knew what they were going to do and they lied about it.
Yes. And when they testified before Congress, well, Roe v. Wade,
decided law.
Yeah. Or not.
We've had a few contrasting text on this topic, Dom. This one seems accurate. Robin from Madison texts in, hey, Devils, I've been a poll worker since before 2008, and you do not need to prove your citizenship to register or vote. You do have to check the box on the registration form that you are a citizen and sign the form that the information is correct. So, voter fraud can be charged as a felony. You could go and commit voter fraud by misrepresenting yourself as a citizen of the nation But yet you would still have to prove some sort of valid registration method to go get on the voter rolls and then commit a felony all for the sake of a singular vote, more or less. Yeah, that's the plan. That's why the people are marching up in the caravans from Central America so they can commit felonies and vote for Joe Biden.
Because they're all, animals and criminals and terrible people bringing disease, since they're already the worst of the worst, according to Donald Trump, well, of course, they'd line up in droves to be able to continue to break the law and live their wayward lives, if you believe what the MAGA's trying to sell you. Don't.
Well, I believe this hour is for the airing of the grievances, and the callers, the texts, and the calls at 844-967-2789. A friend of ours, he's Wisco Paul. I'd expect you'd already be in a bar drinking some Spotted Cows, but a grievance on your mind, Paulie.
Happy Friday, Paulie.
Happy Friday to you, boys. Yeah, I'll be there in about 30 minutes eating some fish with Mrs. Wisco. That's like a Wisconsin tradition, Friday night fish fry.
Absolutely.
Happy time. I do have a grievance, and I hate to even bring this guy's name up again, but it's Michael Gableman.
And corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah, the guy Voss hired to investigate the 2020 election, and I think he spent to the tune of like $20 million of taxpayer money. And
not that much, Paulie, but it was a couple million dollars, and over 100,000 of that went directly to investigator, former Supreme Court Justice, corrupted Michael Gableman. Sorry for interrupting.
My understanding, Paulie, spent the first couple of months in the library trying to figure out what the hell he was doing. Yeah, not a bad job if you can get it.
I stand corrected. $2 million. I'm sorry about that. But now he's supporting the people that are trying to recall Voss. And I think that's Donna Racine. Okay,
I think he's right to do so. They need competent legal representation or whatever Gableman has to offer.
Well, he like says the recall was sabotaged by outsiders from New York and Florida. And here's what gets me. Is I'm guessing it's going to be more taxpayer money flushed down the toilet by Voss and Gableman. I mean, these guys are not only corrupt, or it's just the whole thing. Devils, this is never going to end, is it? We're going to be litigating this stuff for the next 20 years. Anyway, happy Friday to you, boys.
Thank you.
Happy Friday to you, Wisco. Yeah, man. No one said self-governance is going to be easy, man.
I don't mind the hard work, but I do mind getting the bill for the private representation. Whenever Speaker Robin Voss is getting his ass sued for failing to release public records, or when Gableman's trying to subpoena and jail a mayor without any sort of authority whatsoever, and he wants him to come down to, a weight loss clinic and give sworn depositions behind closed doors.
There was a weight loss clinic next door. And now, granted, I understand he did send like a pseudonym email that ended up in the junk mail of the people he was trying to, quote unquote, subpoena. I mean, it's just elections have consequences. You know, the fool around and find out, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to have chaos and asinine jackassery in our government. Then we need to elect serious people of good character. I know. I can't believe I'm even saying that. 844-967-27.
And apparently by numerical landslides, because otherwise it's rigged. It's rigged.
No one loses. Northwoods Terry, you're up. 844-967-2789. Happy Friday, Terry. What do you got?
Trump and his little Johnson were magnificent in their lion charade. Unbelievable. That's all I can say.
It was.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was something.
Unbelievable. One more thing.
Very little.
Guys. I was at the...
Go ahead, Terry.
I was just going to say, I was at the casino on Wednesday, and I got called out by a guy that I had talked to before, a Trump supporter. And when I got up to him to talk to him, he was next to his wife, and he's said what he had said to his wife just before that. Here's that dumb SOB Biden supporter. So I got roasted Wednesday. I'm used to this ignorance, so but it's hard.
Now, did he know you personally, Terry, or did he recognize you from calling into the show?
No, he knew me from before. We had a conversation before that, and he knew where I stood on the, you know, Biden and Trump. So no.
How'd you respond, Terry? Well, there's that stupid SOB Trump supporter.
Well, I tried to rattle off stuff that he had achieved, you know, Joe. But these people are just oblivious. You get chatter back that doesn't make any sense at all. It's unbelievable.
So, Dom's like that often as well, Terry.
I knew that was coming, Terry. He's teed up for him like that, man. He's going to take a swing. Hey, appreciate you, Terry. Keep standing your ground, man. Talking sense, being real. I get it. You know, it's hard to like, when someone's going after, hey, he's a big da 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 da, you know, just do the name thing. And I get it. I'm a name guy. I don't mind doing that. But if you try to counter that with actual like policy and legislation that was passed, even bipartisan investment into this country, you get that the eyes will glaze over because that's not the fun part, man. We wanna. It's got to be like reality TV, man. That's what we want for our government. No, that's a very bad idea. So I don't know what the right answer is, Terry, but you know, keep being you, brother. That's always the right answer.
Well, the right answer is right over here. It's with Crudy. I actually can speak to this very topic that Terry so presciently, you know, transitions for me. I wanted to bring this to your attention, Dom, over at the Washington Post, Dana Milbank. This is why Trump supporters will believe absolutely anything. I want to get a little of this into the record, you know, before the man goes on trial on Monday. Donald Trump caused a minor kerfuffle this week when he styled himself a modern-day Nelson Mandela. Specifically, the former president saw a common thread connecting the beloved anti-apartheid icon's 27 years in prison, you know, on his own trial beginning Monday over hush money paid to an adult film actress.
I mean, those things are totally the same.
Mandela's grandson said he's definitely delusional. Well, Milbanks writes, delusional maybe, but also modest. Mandela must not have realized that Trump, in comparing himself to one of the towering figures of the 20th century, was in fact demoting himself. Dom, a couple of weeks earlier, Trump had shared a post on his social media site, you know, likening himself to Jesus. Dom, a humble Trump this week on Truthy Social said it would be a great honor to be the modern Mandela, and he also dismissively said that I don't mind being Nelson Mandela, you know, like you know, if you could lower yourself to that status. But this honor apparently wasn't great enough. 2 days later, Trump suggested in an interview that he is even greater with the great emancipator Abraham Lincoln, though he had been advised not to say so publicly, but you know, it's hard to contain oneself.
Well, you know, they have the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinners now, so I could see how he would be confused.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Don't get confused. Don't accept a poor substitute for the greatest radio show ever. Come on back, air your grievances. I'm not even drinking here. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocate.
Hey, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all, airing the grievances. Let us know what yours could possibly be. 844-967-2789.
Tom from Milwaukee, again, wants to clarify, because we got this back and forth on the text line, but this all seems like good and valid information. The poll worker that texted in, responding to Tom's experience, forgot to mention that you need to show when you register there your ID, correct? What do you need to prove to the DMV to get an ID or driver's license? Correct, your citizenship or immigration status. So the DMV knows, and clerks verify against the DMV database. By the way, I registered back then at City Hall. They wanted to see the proof of citizenship, says Tom from Milwaukee. I think they could both be true, Tom. I think you are just giving a more comprehensive answer. Thank you for that. If you want the less comprehensive answer, we'll ask Tom. Bum, bum, bum.
No. I got all the answers for you.
It's been a long week. Maybe it's because we spent the extra time in the bar this week. 844.
The extra hours together on the radio.
2789. We did. We had a couple extra hours. It seems like a lot. Dom, back to the Dana Milbank. Why will the Trumpsters believe anything?
Why?
I'd like to bring a little more of the things he said that they just don't question, Tom. From the body of the piece, Trump explained to his host on a mega outlet, Real America's Voice, Tom, that nobody's done more than I have for black people.
Let me stop you right there. Bob Spindell from the state of Wisconsin on the Wisconsin Election Commission, didn't he do more for black people than anybody? Didn't he say that?
If you mean more voter suppression, he certainly endeavored to. His defense for that was he's done more for black people than any other white Wisconsinite. There was a caveat there, I feel like. Well, there's also a caveat here, Dom.
Guys, so many old white guys telling us how much they've done for the black community, more than anybody. Hell, more than perhaps Lincoln.
Well, that's Trump's caveat, Dom. I say nobody's done more since Abraham Lincoln, he elaborated. I actually wanted to go beyond Abraham Lincoln, but some people thought that wasn't a good thing to do. So Dana Milbank points out, hey, if he ain't bragging, it ain't bragging if it's true. Yeah. To borrow a Lincoln phrase, Trump has the best words, but Lincoln's were pretty good too. It is the altogether fitting and proper for Trump to compare himself with a Civil War era leader. This is because, thanks largely to Trump, the rights of American women have been returned to where they were 160 years ago. And Trump accurately boasts, I was able to kill Roe v. Wade, and I was proudly the person responsible. As a result of his achievement, conservatives on Arizona Supreme Court, freed by Roe's demise, resurrected on Tuesday an 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions, even in the cases of rape and incest, from the moment of conception. Trump invited such a Wild West jurisprudence the day before when he said abortion policy should be left up to the states. Now Arizona has restored women's health care to an era when bloodletting and mercury pills were the standard for care, and patients had limbs sawed off without anesthesia. Maybe Trump should stick with the Mandela comparison. After all, these similarities are uncanny.
Mandela led the African National Congress. Trump led the white nationalists to attack Congress.
Oh, there we go. Totally similar.
Mandela did 18 years of hard labor at Robben Island. Trump made the hard decisions for 14 seasons on The Apprentice.
You're fired.
Mandela won the Nobel Peace Prize for abolishing apartheid. Trump, you may not know, Dom, but Trump won both the club championship trophy and the senior club championship trophy at the Trump International Golf Club.
Trudy, Mandela built the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to heal South Africa. Trump built Truth Social after he got kicked off of Twitter. But dare we hope that Trump, on his long walk to megalomania, might pause to think about what Mandela actually represented. While Trump, like Stalin, calls the press the enemy of the people, that's you, Crudy, Mandela argued a critical, independent, and investigative press is the lifeblood of any democracy. While Trump fans racial resentment and cultural paranoia, Mandela taught us this. Quote, it is not our diversity which divides us. It is not our ethnicity or religion or culture that divides us. Since we have achieved our freedom, there can only be one division amongst us, between those who cherish democracy and those who do not. Dana Milbank from the Washington Post continues. In that struggle of our time between democracy and its opponents, Trump is heir not to Mandela, but to his jailers. Just hours after wrapping himself in the mantle of Mandela, Trump revisited his assertion in 2018 that African nations, along with Haiti and El Salvador, were called crap hole countries. At a fundraiser at a hedge fund billionaire's home in Palm Beach, where Trump raised a reported $50 million for his campaign, not verified, the GOP and his legal defense, Trump said that others took his remarks as a very terrible comment. But I felt it was fine. New York Times' Maggie Haberman and Michael Gold reported that at the closed-door event, during which he promised the high rollers more tax cuts, Trump complained about immigrants, quote, coming in from just unbelievable places and countries that are a disaster. He reiterated his desire to welcome immigrants from Denmark, Switzerland, and Norway, rather than places such as Yemen, where they're blowing each other up all over the place. In his interview the next day with Real America's Voice, the modern-day Mandela again raised fears of dangerous, dark-skinned invaders. Without evidence, he informed his host that they came in last night, numerous people from the Congo in Africa. They came in from the Congo. They were in jail in the Congo, and now they're living a beautiful life in the United States. The truly historic nature of Trump's many assertions of his own greatness is that he can portray himself as Mandela or Jesus or Lincoln or Alexei Navalny, which he has done, and a significant portion of his followers will believe it. A post-Shar school poll showed just how deep the pathology runs. As a post fact checker Glenn Kessler, pollsters Scott Clement and Emily Guskin report, Trump supporters have become substantially more persuaded by disinformation than they were 6 years ago. They are more likely to say today that the 2016 election was marred by millions of fraudulent votes and that Russia did not interfere in the election, both demonstrably untrue. A majority of strong Trump supporters today believe his provably false assertion that Joe Biden won 2020 because of fraud, that the United States funds most of NATO's budget, and that the global temperatures are rising because of natural, not human causes. While 28% of Americans believe Trump's false claims on average, those who list Fox News as the primary source are 13 percentage points more likely to accept the disinformation as true.
Dominic, I have Fox News on right now. And here's the crazy thing. While we played you the prior press conference, the former president and the soon-to-be former speaker, Mike Johnson.
maybe.
And it was playing on the Fox News in real time. But the Kamala Harris, we brought you the vice president in Arizona, where they've got that, you know, abortion issue sort of bubbling up. You wouldn't have known it was happening. They had the View with Gutfeld.
Oh, the devil's advocates were more fair and balanced than Fox News, apparently.
Each and every day we are. Keep on listening and air your grievances right now. 844-967-2789.
You're unbelievable. Hey, everybody. Todd Allbaugh, Monday, noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and...
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Scott Fitzgerald is back from a trip to Israel, where he urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to give a speech to Congress. Meanwhile, Mark Pocan and 55 other Democrats are urging President Biden to withhold weapons transfers to Israel. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession, and Wisconsin at an alarming rate, according to a new Department of Public Instruction report that says 4 of every 10 new teachers are gone after 6 years. Teacher pay in real dollars in Wisconsin has dropped 20% in 12 years.
Many teachers have taken...
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Boucher Automotive Group, Tri-City National Bank, your local carrier dealers, SVA, a professional services company.
Get up, get out of here, and way gone.
Cannon and Dunphy, Loyal Family Renovations, Lakeland University, Lynch Automotive, Z-Bart, and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
Check out our brand new Hyundai dealership, one of the largest in the Midwest.
Step inside of our state-of-the-art showroom where you can view our new Hyundai models and some of our finest certified pre-owned.
We've also expanded our service center, staffed by our factory-certified technicians.
And right next door, we've started construction on our all-new Genesis of Waukesha dealership.
But we're not just building walls, we're building careers.
So if you're looking for a career with great benefits and opportunity for growth, Boucher's the place for you.
At Boucher, we ride with you every mile.
Brett Eckstein, attorney at Cannon and Dunphy.
The question I most often get after someone's been wrongly injured is, will my case go to trial? The answer, most cases settle out of court. And that's the goal at Cannon and Dunphy if you've been wrongly injured. The fact is, at Cannon and Dunphy, we prepare every case for trial because often insurance companies are unreasonable. And that's how we win for our clients.
If you've been wrongly injured, learn more by going to the Cannon and Dunphy website or check them out on Instagram.
Hi, it's John Reitz from Great Midwest Bank, and as a community bank, we sincerely appreciate our customer loyalty. Over nearly 90 years, we've done all we can to return the favor. Great Midwest Bank offers flexible solutions that bigger banks and credit unions simply can't, because our entire team is right here in the community. We love helping our neighbors when we're at work, and then catching up over the weekend. Visit us at greatmidwestbank.com. Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender.
The sounds of baseball and your place to hear it. We are the home of the Brewers, WTMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill by Menards, Brewers and Orioles getting set for this three-game series here in the Charm City in Baltimore, Maryland. And this is a great ballpark. It's a great venue. It's going to be really alive over the course of this weekend. The Orioles had a fantastic season a year ago, Josh. And Jackson Holliday is making his home debut here tonight in Baltimore. And Jackson Chourio's on the other side. These are the two youngest players in baseball. Chourio's still the youngest by 98 days. And a lot of eyes around the country are going to be on this game tonight. This is fun. This is what we do this for.
Yeah, it is. And there's excitement surrounding these Orioles in these parts anyway, just because of the season they had a year ago and everything that they brought back for manager Brandon Hyde. But now with Jackson Holliday coming up, as you said, one of the, if not the top prospects in the sport to match up head-to-head against Jackson Chourio. They've been selling a lot of tickets the last 72 hours or so since it was announced that Holliday was coming up from AAA. He hadn't had a hit yet in the first two games he played against the Red Sox, and so there's still that offer there that he's going to try to get off of his back. Pat Murphy said to the media before the game today, "I'm rooting for Jackson Holliday," and I know you're going to talk to Murph about his relationship in just a few moments here, but said, "I'm rooting for the kid, but tonight I've got a job to do, so I have to kind of set that aside."
It's been really fun to watch Jackson Chourio get out of the gates as strong as he has. Hits in 9 of 10 games in starting his big league career. I did chuckle. People were asking him what his advice was to Jackson Holliday. And Jackson gave a great response, because Jackson Chourio and Jackson Holliday, the only reason you get to this point at this age is because you're mature beyond your years. And I'll talk to Pat Murphy about that as well here coming up in a few moments. Going to be a fun one here tonight in Baltimore. Brewers and Orioles, game one of this series, the manager show. And we return on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brighten up your space and save big money at Menards. Accent any area with Patriot Lighting. From under cabinet lighting to string lights, tape lights, and more, we've got a great selection of accent lighting options. Whether you're looking to light up the yard for your next get-together or add a splash of color to your gaming setup, Patriot Lighting has it all. Explore our lighting options and other great deals now at Menards and at Menards.com.
Save big money.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Sitco, you're good to go.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a special night tonight for Major League Baseball. Two of the two youngest players in baseball are going to be featured in this game, Jackson Chourio, who is like a veteran compared to Jackson Holliday, playing in his third game tonight for the Baltimore Orioles. And it's almost like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. There's maybe 2 degrees of Pat Murphy. It feels like you have a connection to every player in the game in some way, shape, or form. And there's a connection to you and the Holliday family going all the way back to spring training, I believe 2009.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm excited for tonight for both those young players. I don't know that Jackson remembers me, but he actually lived in my home in Tempe, 2009. His mom and dad, Matt and Leslie, they just joined the Oakland A's, and spring training was in that town. And so they moved in January and then left in April. But Got to see Jackson every night in the backyard, hitting in the cage, and his brother Ethan. It was priceless. They're a great family, great people. His uncle Josh was my assistant at Arizona State, and yeah, it was a great time.
Murph, for these two players to have accomplished what they've already accomplished in their careers, just getting to the big leagues at this age, clearly you're blessed with a lot of natural talent, but there's a lot of other things that go into getting to this point so quickly. And maturity's, I would think, has to be a big, big part of it.
Well, if you know the Holiday family, you know the Churio family, they're just great people.
Yeah.
And their priority is raising kids and raising them with some principles and some character. And that enables you to mature, I believe, earlier. And they grew up around the game. They grew up around sports, competitive sports. You know, both parents encouraged it, but also kept it under wraps that it had to be healthy. And I think that that's why you see kids making it. It's not just about their talent. Their talent is unquestionable. But who they are enables them to survive here.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
MJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by King 48 University. Brewers and Orioles opening up this three-game series here this weekend. And Murphy, get rained out yesterday. Everybody wants to get to the ballpark and play, but what it did allow for you to do is reset the pitching a little bit. And this is a long stretch of games, so you should have some fresh arms coming into this series now.
You know, I try to never evaluate what a rainout does for you. You know, you just have to be ready to play until they tell you you're not playing. And then you have to just, you know, turn the page and say, okay, how are we going to do it tomorrow? And I think that if you're just keeping it doing it that way, you're going to be fine. You can't think or strategize how it's going to work out. And this gives this guy an extra day and that a day. Just whatever's going to happen, let's be ready for it.
A big part of this game is staying present, and that's kind of part of the message, right?
No doubt about it. How you can stay present for whatever cards you're dealt and play them the best way you can.
I want to ask you about Bryce Terang, because this spring you talked multiple times about that next step offensively that it felt like you saw coming, and we've seen that so far early on in the season. What specifically did you see differently from Bryce, besides the physical changes, coming into this spring compared to maybe a year ago?
Well, he's an ultimate competitor. You know, the reason he's in the big leagues is because The kid is built for this. He's made for it. He knew he had to make some adjustments after his first year. He did some really good things his first year. He got heavily criticized for his offensive production, a kid that was also a very young kid, slightly built kid, and he had a little chip on his shoulder, like, I'm going to prove that I belong here. And he's still working through it. He's still not advanced offensively like he will be. And I truly believe this kid is going to be a really, really solid Major League player, a Gold Glover and a really solid Major League player. And I'm happy to see him get out of the gates good, but he's got to maintain it.
Murph, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We have more when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah. We're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Oriole Park at Camden Yards, one of the gems in baseball, and it should be pretty full here tonight for the series opener between the Brewers and the Orioles. Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Josh Maurer. Time for the keys to the game, presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Here's my key for the Brewers. After a rainout yesterday, keep that offensive momentum going. They have scored at least 7 runs in 4 consecutive games. The last time they scored 7 runs or more in 5 straight, you have to go back 13 years. And so, keep that momentum going even after the rainouts. Meanwhile, today's injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, where there is a difference. Pat Murphy gave us a few updates on some injured Brewers, including Trevor Megill, the reliever. He's expected to begin a rehab assignment with AAA Nashville tomorrow. He's coming off of a concussion. He's hopeful to get through an outing symptom-free, and that would give him an opportunity to rejoin the big league team soon. Jacob Junis, one of the starting pitchers who's been on the injured list for about a week, he threw today before the game. First time he threw coming off of that shoulder issue. Still TBD as to when he's going to be available to pitch in a game for the Brewers and that shorthanded rotation. Brock Wilkin, by the way, last year's first-round pick playing in AA. He got hit in the face by a pitch last night with Biloxi, and he had multiple fractures, they reported. That's tough news for Brock. When we come back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, visiting with one of the hot Brewers who had a great series in Cincinnati, that's Blake Perkins. Always good to talk to Blake. He joins me next on the Brewers Radio Network.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
We are back. It's the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. The Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles about to play game one of this 3-game series. And our pregame guest, kind enough to join us, is Blake Perkins, who's been off to a great start to his season. Hey, Blake, how has it been so far here? This is your second go-around in the big leagues, and you get the opening day roster this year, so you're around in April. How's it been?
It's been just truly a blessing. I can't say that enough. Just being able to have the opportunity to come out here and perform with my teammates, and I feel like this group has been pretty close, to be honest, to start the year. So I'm just looking forward to seeing where that heads and playing hard every day, watching them play hard, you know, when I get my opportunities, trying to make an impact some way, somehow. So it's been really fun.
Let me ask you to compare and contrast your experience last year versus your experience so far this season. Knowing things, knowing the people, knowing the places, how different has that made it?
Yeah, I think like all things, a lot of things in life, like after the first time going through it, the second time, you're a little bit more comfortable in certain areas, like what the day-to-day life is like, the travel schedule. So all that stuff I don't have to worry about as much, and I can just focus more on playing and being a good teammate and learning from the guys that are around me right now, because we got some good veteran players sprinkled in here, and I just want to learn from them as much as possible.
Blake Perkins, our guest here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. It's a really hard thing to do, I imagine, being a non-everyday player, but then being asked to go in there and produce when you do get the opportunities, and that's been your role so far this season, on off. How do you do that? How do you stay ready?
I think making it a priority to be out here for as much of the game as I can, staying engaged in what's happening so I'm up to speed with situations and stuff like that. I have enjoyed so far the challenge of it all. Like it is definitely challenging, but it's like I look at it as there's not really much I can lose. You know, I want to go out there and have the confidence that all I can do is win here, you know? So that's been helpful, changing that mindset around a little bit. But again, learning from the people who have done it before me, learning from even my teammates now who are in the same position, like Monasterio, Ortiz sometimes, you know, all those guys, like we're all going through it together. So just kind of bouncing things off each other and keeping the conversations very baseball related helps a lot.
I was going to ask you about the camaraderie, especially between the outfielders. You guys have a lot of really good, talented young outfielders, including yourself. What's the camaraderie among that group like?
I believe it's us challenging each other in certain parts of our game and just, again, learning from each other, enjoying it, man. Just living in the present moment as much as possible and being thankful for where we're at. So it's been fun, and I'm kind of like the old guy with amongst the young. We're all young, but I'm the oldest one.
You're still young.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm trying to do my best to give them advice if they need advice. I'm asking them things because you're never too old to learn, I'll tell you that. So it's been a good time, fun, like healthy competition around all camp.
Thanks so much for the time. We wish you continued success.
Thank you.
That's Blake Perkins joining us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups for Game 1, tell you who Freddy Peralta is going to be facing from Baltimore. That's right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
MJ.
Friday night Oriole Park at Camden Yards, and we're getting closer to first pitch. It's the Brewers and the Orioles opening up the three-game weekend series. Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and it's time for the starting lineups. We get them to you presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment, now supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Against the right-hander Tyler Wells, here's the lineup for Pat Murphy tonight. As the Brewers try to start the series on a winning note, they put Jackson Chourio in the leadoff spot, and he'll play right field. William Contreras, as he has done every game all season, batting in the second spot. He'll be the catcher. What a series it was in Cincinnati for Christian Yelich. Seven runs batted in. He's hitting third and playing left. Willy Adames will be in the cleanup spot and play shortstop. Sal Frelick, swinging a hot bat, is in the five position playing center field. Reese Hoskins will be the first baseman. He'll hit sixth. It's a start at DH for Gary Sanchez tonight. Sanchez hitting seventh. Andrew Monasterio is in there for the first time since opening day. He's the second baseman batting eighth. And Joey Ortiz, against his former team, gets the start at third. He'll round out the lineup to face the right-hander Tyler Wells. Meanwhile, it's Freddy Peralta's third start of the year for the crew, and he has to deal with this lineup from Baltimore. Gunnar Henderson, the reigning rookie of the year in the American League, is in the leadoff spot. Henderson, the young shortstop. Colton Cowser, former fifth overall pick by the Orioles, just had a terrific series in Boston. Cowser is in right field. He'll bat second. Veteran Anthony Santander is the designated hitter, batting third. Ryan O'Hearn, the cleanup batter, plays first base. Longtime Oriole Cedric Mullins, the center fielder, bats fifth. And Jordan Westberg, the third baseman, is hitting in the sixth spot. Austin Hayes is the left fielder tonight. He's batting seventh. And then it is the home debut of the top prospect in baseball, Jackson Holliday. He's batting in the eighth position. He'll play second base. James McCann is the second baseman for the Orioles. No Adley Rutschman tonight. And that is the lineup to face Freddy Peralta for the O's. Coming up next here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, you'll hear once again from Lane Grindle. We are creeping closer to a first pitch at Camden Yards. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, Toyota's 2024 lineup is a grand slam. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility player that's not afraid to get dirty. On deck, the roomy Highlander, followed by the fuel-efficient Corolla. Next up is our slugger, the rugged new Tacoma. And rounding out the order, the stylish Camry. For more, visit toyota.com or your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming.
Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent.